Today we have one of the great stories that of all time, one of the greatest teachings the Lord ever gave, the teaching on the Good Samaritan. And this is found in St. Luke's Gospel, which is called the Gospel of Mercy, because there's so many stories and messages and passages in this Gospel that talk about the mercy of God. In today's Gospel, we have one of the scholars of the law came up to Jesus and said, "What must I do to get to heaven?" And of course, the answer was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. That's really the Ten Commandments condensed, boiled down to the two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. To strive to always love God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. Well, then the lawyer, the scholar of the law, said, "Well, who's my neighbor?" And then the Lord gave this story, the parable of the Good Samaritan, where he talks about a man who fell into robbers on the way down from Jerusalem to Jericho. That was, back in those days, called the Highway of Blood, because there were so many attacks on that road. It was very steep, many treacherous curves. There would be often bandits and brigands sort of waiting behind the next curb for travelers. If you didn't travel with a large caravan or group, you could easily get robbed. Somebody could think, well, this obviously victim was pretty foolish for going by himself. That's why, you know, the robbers robbed him. That's maybe why the first two individuals just walked by. Maybe they thought, well, he deserved it. He was so foolish to be traveling this way by himself. This particular road dropped about 3,000 feet from Jerusalem, which is a city built on the hill, to Jericho, which is in the plains. So again, it's a very steep, treacherous road with lots of curves and bends. And oftentimes these robbers would place somebody on the road as a decoy, and they would put, you know, animal blood on them, make it look like they were beat up or dying. And this was a way to trap people. So when somebody went to help someone like this man, then the others would come out and rob those who stopped to help. And so it could have been a trap. So Jesus says that this man fell victim to robbers. He was stripped, beaten, and left half dead, lying by the side of the road. Then the Lord describes three individuals who came by. The first was a priest, the second was a Levite, who would be like a deacon, and the third was a Samaritan. So first the priest walks by. Of course, that's our least favorite part of this gospel, right? When the priest walks by and ignores him, he sees him on the other side of the road, and he passes by on the opposite side. He ignores this person. And the deacon does the same. He ignores, passes by on the opposite side. They did not show mercy or compassion. But then Jesus says something very striking. He said a Samaritan was going down that road. In modern language, that'd be like saying a communist or a Nazi or whatever group of people are difficult to love. The Samaritans were hated by the Jews. They had fought for centuries. They despised each other. And yet, you know, the priest, the Jewish priest, ignores the individual. The Levite, one of the priestly class, ignores the victim. But then a Samaritan, imagine that, a Samaritan is the one who sees him and is moved with compassion. See, that's the difference here. He is moved with mercy, with compassion, with pity for this man. So he gets down off his animal, his horse, whatever he was on, a donkey perhaps. He approaches the victim. Again, a very dangerous thing to do in this particular road. And it says he pours in oil and wine to cleanse the wounds, to heal the wounds. And then he bandages them, lifts up the man, puts him on his own animal, and takes him to an inn, cares for him throughout the night. The next day, tells the innkeeper, he gives him 2 silver coins and says, "On my way back, I will give you more if it was more than what it cost." and says, I'll repay you on my way back. And then Jesus says, which of these was the true neighbor? And of course, they have to answer, the one who treated him with mercy. Then he says, go and do likewise. Now, when you read Bishop Sheen's commentary on this, or some of the great fathers and doctors of the church, they say that Jesus, of course, is the Good Samaritan. And he gets off his horse, he comes down from heaven, and he sees wounded humanity because of original sin and personal sin. The Lord pours into our life oil and wine, the oil of the sacraments of healing, the anointing of the sick, confirmation, the sacred oils that you see in the beautiful ambry over there. He pours into our life the wine of the Holy Spirit, the wine of the Eucharist. He bandages our wounds of sin through baptism and through confession. He lifts us up and picks us up and takes us to an inn, which of course is the Catholic Church, and the Lord places us in the care of the church until he comes again at the second coming. And he gives us these two silver coins, the Old Testament, the New Testament, in which we are taken care of through the Holy Word of God. And then the Lord will come again at the end time. But in the meantime, we're taken care of by the church at this end. So Jesus himself is that Good Samaritan. We are the victim lying by the side of the road because of original sin and personal sin. And Jesus treats us with mercy. And then he says, go and do likewise. We're very blessed in this parish to have a group called the Samaritans who do these things. We have a group called the House of Mercy, which do these things, which treat people with mercy. So that's what we're called to do, to be Samaritans, to be volunteers at the House of Mercy, to really reach out with compassion and mercy to those who are in need.